This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093. Call or text, either one. Fat Boy, You've talked to these people. Not that any's better than the other one, but they are. Which one is the best call we should go do first?
Let's go with Brent. He's got a situation with his mother.
Oh, Lord. Hey, Brent. Brent or Brett?
Hi, guys.
Hey, Brent. Brent.
Hi, guys.
With an N. Hey, Brent. What's up?
Well, kind of situation. I told you, I was like thinking about this, and my mom, I mentioned to me about 6 months ago that her old boyfriend reached out to her, and I didn't think anything of it at first, but then she kept kind of bringing it up. And the thing was,
your mom still married to your dad?
No. He's been out of the picture for a long time.
Okay.
So,
all right.
And so it was just kind of like, you know, my mom's been single for a long time. And so when she brings these things up, I don't really get in those conversations with her at all. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, I asked her about it, and I just bring it up again because she kept bringing it up. And, I vaguely remember this old boyfriend was, he's in, serious stuff that, she kind of purposely didn't go into with me about.
He's your dad.
Kind of a bad guy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And
what do you mean? He mistreated her? Or just what?
No, he wasn't he was just his profession. I don't know what he did.
Oh.
But he was just not a real good dude. And I don't know what he did for money, but it wasn't, I don't think it was legal because I kind of got serious because I was like, is this the guy who I'm pretty sure, your ex-boyfriend was in prison, right? And so, it was the guy who was reaching out to my mom, and he has been in there for a few years. So, it was really weird because I just didn't want to tell her, right then and there, what I was thinking.
But how would he reach out to her to start?
That was kind of what I didn't know, but I'm assuming it was, I guess he's in jail. He's been writing her letters. He reached back out to her. And my mom keeps kind of bringing it up.
Oh, he's in right now still.
He's a convicted felon.
He's in now.
Oh, okay.
Good Lord. That's probably first.
Oh, wow.
I'd ask him off the air, Fat Boy, what it was.
Yeah, I want to know.
That's a long, long time.
Yeah. 5 years. That's a good chunk.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant long, ever since before your dad was in.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't explain that. They broke up for a while. She then just reached out to me and was telling me about this. My mom was kind of
okay. Because at first I thought she was just trying to float the idea of her dating again. What do you think about this, you know?
I'm surprised she told him.
That's why I think she was doing it, because she's I haven't dated anyone, and this is my son, and it's going to be weird with another man that's not his dad.
Hey, Brent, I'm dating a prisoner. Okay, have a good day.
How did she meet this person?
They lived kind of, close to each other, and I don't know how they knew each other. I remember this guy – just kind of being a bad dude. Like, he was not good.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I have so many questions. Do you know why he's in prison? I was kind of beating around the bush on that, but do you know why?
I think it's something to do with, like, theft. I'm pretty sure. Like, I think he... I don't know if he, like, stole someone's money or something like that, but it's something to do in terms of that. I didn't look it up. I didn't look it up, and I don't really know. I kind of try to avoid the question, like, to kind of get into it with my mom, because I feel like the more I talk about it with her, literally the more she's going to be, like, telling me that she wants to date this guy again or something. And I can't have that.
Yeah, because his character is bad.
Oh, no.
Does she watch a lot of the, like most women, a lot of the, you know, murder mystery shows, the things about...
Like Dateline and Forensic Files and NCIS.
Yeah.
Because they've really done a weird thing with making vicious killers kind of romantic toward women in a weird kind of way. It's weird. Yeah, it's like it's a horror... Remember Harlequin novels? It's like a horror Harlequin novel. Say it. Say it. You can't. I can't even either.
Harlequin
novel.
I had to make sure I slowed down enough the other day to say Black Hawk Helicopter.
I have to do the same thing when I say Motor City Machine Guns. Because I'm going to say the S word with a Y on the end. Your mom, is she... Dude, I can't tell you how many texts are asking the same thing. Is she sending him money?
Oh.
That's... No, I don't... I mean...
They can put money on the cards, and they don't have to send them cash. They can put money on their things.
For the commissary.
You know, that's a good point. I don't know.
I would ask.
I got to figure out a way. I think I'm just going to... what I'm trying to do is figure out a way to stop this. And so, like, my thought is to, like, end this now, because you're right. Maybe he is getting money from my mom. And I don't, if that's the case, I just got to figure out a way to confront him or stop this immediately.
Do you have issues with the fact of why he's in there or that he's just in there, period?
Well, kind of, for me, it's more like semantics, right? It's like, I don't know. Like, it doesn't matter. The dude's in prison for 5 years and he wants to talk to my mom.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the way you say mom. Paige, what were you going
to
ask?
Well, I mean, I was thinking about how women are attracted to bad guys. I am with bad guys, but not that bad of guys. And I remember with the whole Night Stalker thing and Richard Ramirez and how many women were attracted to him, and they would write letters.
Yeah.
They would, you know, call.
Ted Bundy,
let
too.
Him call.
Paige
them.
Wants a threesome with the Menendez brothers.
Bald.
Now, that was interesting because I was interested in what the cousin was saying about the father, that it goes back to the family, that there's always a reason why people do things. So you've got to get to the root of it. Yeah. Now, Richard Ramirez did some horrible things to people, and I can't see that people would ever trust being in the same room with them.
I think what Fatboy's saying, and I ponder this as well, like, I mean, it depends on what he stole. Like, if he robbed a bank at, like, gunpoint or something, like, that's one thing, but, like, if he...
I feel like if he's doing 5 years, it's something that...
Cooking some books or something.
Yeah, it's not inconsequential, but something not overly serious.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know?
It's not like insider trading where people made a bad decision. To me, that could be forgiven if, you know...
Hot times make you cook the books, baby.
Yeah, if somebody... You know, we've been doing it forever, and then I just got caught, but...
Yeah. I just think, like, if this is the first guy your mom's, like, you know, kind of at least acknowledged in your presence, like, is it, I mean, I'm not saying you don't want to see your mom happy. So if this guy was just an old boyfriend that was not in jail, let's say he did. He served time, but he was out now. Is it the fact that he's sitting in there now? That's the big get over, right?
I mean, the big thing is that I think he's a bad guy and he wants to date my mom. You know, like I don't
find out what exactly.
I
want
to know exactly, because if it's fraud, like identity fraud, or he's stealing things or drugs or anything, you just kind of want to know what his character's like.
I know the .gov to go to if you can get me a social.
Do you feel like you would have more influence over your mom? I feel like if you went to confront this guy, he's probably going to try to come at her harder. Just out of spite.
And if you complain about her and you keep talking how bad he is, you're going to make him more attractive to her.
That's weird that that's the way the female psyche works.
No, it's just you gotta just do your research.
I don't want a bad girl. I don't want a bad girl.
What does that mean, though?
It's like a girl who's been arrested a bunch and all that, or like has been in knife fights and stuff.
But she got boob tattoos.
I don't know about all that. Not maybe the claw marks like Mary J. Blige had.
Prison tears, that's a deal breaker.
Yeah.
That girl's got the booby tattoos.
I mean, that's the thing. I don't want to get my mom to want to talk to this guy. I want to somehow end this thing kind of naturally. Well, I was thinking maybe like steal... like go through her mail. I know it'd be really hard to do, like to actually physically grab the mail before she even can read the thing. If this guy continues to reach out, because it sounds like he's doing it quite often. And the other thing is like what you said, like just confront him. Like I gotta find a way to get this guy and go to him, tell him straight up.
Find out that she started talking to him. Mm-hmm. He's like, dude, don't attack me. She started writing me.
And
like,
maybe he's love bombing her and saying, oh, when I get out of here, I swear things will change. I'll be Mr. Charming and we'll live happily ever after.
Dude, this could work.
Why'd you have to say bombing, though? Now it's not going to be monetized on YouTube.
Dude, if you take the mail, she's going to think that he forgot about it or lost interest. They lose interest in each other and it just goes away.
Or you...
like it could work.
I was going to say
that's what I was thinking. Like that way, it kind of kills it all, and they just don't think that they're talking to each other anymore. And I didn't. It's not on like anything. Like I have to confront this guy, or even confront my mom,
because
I'm afraid that if I do, you're right. Like if I confront my mom, she'll just kind of say like, "Well, you don't understand," or something. And I really, you know, we like each other.
Are you just jealous? Mm. Something like it. You still live with your mom? Serious question.
No, I really don't.
I was going to say, like, you're going to beat a woman, beat her to the mailbox, but you don't live there. I was like, that would be quite
difficult. No, I don't even live there.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, the only other option is you get locked up with him and you stick him with a shiv.
You could do that.
I mean, that's the only
Commit a small crime, get in there, make him drop the soap, grudge him, and then escape.
Or get, you know... put a fake letter in there and break up.
I think it's nice you care. I mean, I think it's really nice. No, I do.
I know, that's
most,
what you're saying.
Most people be like, thank God she won't be at my butt all the time.
Is there any way that you can cut communication off and tell the prison to have them stop calling her and block the number?
Not if she does. She's got to say it, I think. I don't think he can do it on her behalf. Write him back and say, dude, she's senile. She doesn't know what she's saying.
Yeah, go to a judge.
No, I'm just joking.
Or say it was really you the whole time.
You're talking
about a gray wig and put on some leggings.
We're giving bad advice.
Very bad advice. I would first off find out what it is that he did exactly. That's okay that you know that. It's public info. And then if it's really, really bad, I think you talk to your mom either way, because your mom's going to appreciate your concern. That could be another way she's psyching you. Is like, I'm telling him I'm talking to this guy,
cry
and he's
for
in
help.
Prison. It's a cry for help. I need you to help me find a man or whatever.
But,
I don't know.
But you don't know the situation. Maybe he found the Lord. Maybe he's a better person and he's learning from prison and he could be a good citizen. We don't know.
That's true, Paige.
I just don't trust it. And now that you guys mentioned that, too, that, like, maybe my mom is sending this guy money or something in prison. Now, like, gift cards or something.
Yep.
Now that's floating in my mind. That could be real, too. So
add to their money.
I really feel like I got to do something pretty soon about this.
Brent, one last time. Try it. Horror Harlequin novels.
Horror
Harlequin novels.
Horror... Holler could novels.
It's tough, man.
Nice, you tried.
Hey, say hello to your mom for us, okay? All right, Brent. All right, thank you, sir.
God She's going to send part of your inheritance to a guy in prison.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004, at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge, bushy beard, or the true location of Area 51? It's now time for Mattman's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Hey, that's me. I'm freaking Mattman. And you could be too. Hit me up on Tinder.
You better come with it.
Men that hear this may think I'm talking about the Hammerstein Ballroom, known to wrestling fans, but I'm not. Oh. I'm talking about Hammerstein's Victoria Theater in New York City.
Oh.
Had some of the biggest acts in America perform there before being demolished in the year 1950. Some of the big acts: Shirley Temple, the Marx Brothers, Groucho, Harpo, Chico, Carl.
I see this place in my head now that you said Shirley Temple. Because I see like white curtains hanging down and her dancing in front of tables of the people.
Big velvet curtains?
Or yeah.
Ooh.
Big, thick velvet ropes.
I like that. Keep talking.
Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers dance there.
Wow.
One of Fatboy's favorites, Al Jolson, performed there.
His favorites.
But before those days, it was more for what we called vaudeville, which meant anything. Comedy, burlesque.
I like burlesque.
Magic.
I like the way Southerners say that word.
Magic.
Vaudeville.
Vaudeville. How do you say it? Vaudeville?
I say it that way. Vaudeville.
Vaudeville. It's like mauled. Do you watch Mauled? That Mauled got mauled by a dog. Mauled got mauled by a dog.
That sounds painful.
Now my arm hurts.
Marm.
The bustling streets of New York City in 1907. The lights of the Victoria Theater of Hammerstein was brighter than ever. Literally, there wasn't much to do, but people flocked to the doors, lured by the curious spectacle of the time. The posters outside screaming the words, "Can you make Sober Sue laugh? If so, $1,000 prize." Now, $1,000 in the year 1907 would be approximately $30,000 today.
Jeez.
Talking about inflation. So $1,000 then, it's about $30,000 today. You go in there, there's this woman sitting on stage. Comedians would go up. Clowns would go up. People would do all kind of funny things with their body, trying to get her to laugh. If you could get her to even crack a smile, you would get $1,000.
Dang it. It's good.
And it became an instant sensation for months on end. People would pay to go in to try to win that $1,000. Pay their two bits to go in. Tell Sober Sue the joke that they thought would make her laugh. And no one could do it.
No one ever did.
Audiences would go because it was the greatest comedy shows they had ever seen, because people were coming from all over. The place was sold out night after night.
Cool.
But why? Did Sober Sue not have any kind of sense of humor?
I mean, I would imagine famous people would try their hand at it too at some point.
You know, I did look up if there was any, but like, you know, who were the big comedians of those times? I mean, it was more radio stars than anything, you know. Sue, whose real name was Susan Kelly, had lived most of her life in pretty much obscurity. She was born to an Irish immigrant family in the 1880s, and she grew up in a place where pretty much every penny counted. It's also a time when if you were just shy or quiet, people would just, you know, she's just shy. She's just quiet. Little did they know that little Susan was born with facial paralysis.
Oh, what a work.
I love it. I was wondering why they call her Sober Sue. Was she a recovering alcoholic? But I just wanted to know. And maybe she
did
wasn't.
Not. That it is interesting. Yeah, she did not drink. A lot of people said that if she drank, it would maybe make the smile come. But
yes,
in fact, this neurological?
Damn. Neurological?
Say it.
Neurologist?
Neurological.
Yeah.
How do you say
neurological?
That? Nope.
Neurologist.
Neurological.
Neurological.
Neurological. That's it.
Meteorology.
No.
Meteorologist.
Neurological.
I'm a weird man.
Toadstool. She was born without the ability to smile or even frown.
See, I was thinking maybe she was blind. Something was like, what was the work? This is messed up.
Her agent, who was a guy who had heard that, yes, they knew from the jump that she had this almost like a Bell's palsy, except she could not. She had issues with even eating and chewing.
Bless her heart.
But they took, and here's the thing. If you Google it, Sober Sue, beautiful, beautiful lady.
Aww.
Now, you won't see her smiling. Guess why? She can't.
So
she got paid the equivalent of about $50 a month to go sit. Now, you're probably sitting there and saying, well, all she had to do was sit there and not crack a smile.
Oh, wow.
Was she like, I haven't
can't even raise her eyebrows, dude.
I'm not looking her up because I wonder if she's like in tune to where she can make noises, like make a laugh, like you could hear it. But
see, that's one thing I like, your facial, but your laugh is, it comes from your your diaphragm, right? Like the...
I don't have one.
Well, it's not just something for birth control. I meant the one that you have inside for...
Yeah, like in the stomach,
making
right?
Making the vibration of your voice.
They tell you, or they told us in chorus, that's where you start to sing from, right?
You're supposed to sing from your diaphragm.
From your diaphragm.
Yep.
But obviously there's no labor laws. You got to remember this is the same time in America where 8-year-olds were working in factories. There was no disability rights, certainly.
Good old days.
And also, she had grew accustomed to it, apparently. She looked back and said, what else would I have done? I was a woman in 1907 who was making, again, in those times, $50 a month. I don't know what that would...
Gosh, can you imagine?
But she just had to sit there. But the ruse was that she could not smile. And it was all because she was born with facial paralysis.
My big question. We know what the ruse is. How many people knew it? And how did it not get out?
That's a good one.
Pre-internet, dude. So much stuff. Anything that it was like word of mouth was the internet.
The girl who never left.
So you think one?
Yeah.
You think one person profited and pocketed all the money, and he was the only one that knew her condition?
His name, Oscar Hammerstein. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Yep. He was known to... Now, you got to realize, too, you start talking about this guy, you're going to start talking about, like, P.T. Barnum and stuff. But then again, Tom Thumb was, like, he got paid. I mean, you know, the little tiny, little... he wasn't even a midget, dude. I mean, he was, like... You've seen pictures of him. Like, that's the thing in the future. People will
really
see that.
Really, how big was he?
Like, you'd hold him in your hand.
God.
I mean, he was, like, 2 foot tall, right? It's very,
smallest
very
person
small.
Ever.
But then, you know, you get to see the fattest woman or the fattest man. It's like, well, at least they had a job. I mean, you got sons of bitches walking around the earth these days that look like that. And do, and they just want the government to assist them.
I paid to see the world's smallest horse.
Go? I would, too. I would.
Was it real, though?
Here's the thing.
Because I saw, we paid to see a woman with a shrunken head. It was a doll. My dad was pissed.
I paid for it, and I'm on the other side of the partition that my family can see the side of because they're on a ride that they could have seen what I had to pay to see for free. It was the world's smallest horse when it was born. When you pay your $5 and go in,
was it just
it's a regular size horse.
A colt?
I don't know what like horse models are, but
what do you mean? It was a regular sized horse.
It was. They say pay to see the world's smallest horse. I'm like, oh, okay, this is interesting.
It was a baby horse.
No, when it was born, it was the world's smallest horse.
It grew into
a normal effing horse, which is what sits back there.
Derp.
My family's like, why did you pay $5? We could see it was a horse on this side of the ride.
Oh my God!
So I'm like, I'm gonna go see the spider lady. And that was just
she
a
really
picture.
Made of spiders?
It was just a picture of a spider with like a hologram lady face in it. I'm like, oh.
Oh, dude, was that at Ripley's?
No, it might have been, but this was at the fair years ago.
There was one at Ripley's at the beach where you paid to go in the museum, and then there was like a premium wing of it you could go to. And we went into it, and I don't remember what it was, but it was a total hologram projection. And that was in late 80s, early 90s, so that had to be some high-tech crap. By the way, Tom Thumb was 3'4".
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
God.
Yes! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, somebody on hold says they need to talk to you, Matt Man, specifically you.
Is it a bill collector, perhaps?
No, I don't think so.
Hang up.
They've tried to do that before, though. Tried to trick us. It's very important, and she's an anonymous mystery woman.
Ooh, that's important. And it's a mystery anonymous woman. Or not anonymous, which one? Anonymous mystery or mystery anonymous?
Anonymous mystery woman.
Anonymous okay. Mystery woman. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Okay, I don't even know how to start this. Matt
okay.
Man.
All right, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Matt Man, do you remember Myrtle Beach 2018?
Myrtle Beach 2018. Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me do some quick math in myself.
This is a long time ago.
I've been there. I know I haven't been there in 5 years. Why? Was that bike night week or bike week night or bike week? I think is what I'm looking for.
I don't know, but
that would have been after. No, I don't know. Why do you ask that?
This is already getting good.
I honestly wasn't even sure that I should do this on the air, but I've tried reaching out before on Instagram, and you never responded to my DMs. And I figured, hey, this is my only way you'd actually hear me out.
What's he talking
now,
about?
Now listen, hold on. Did I do? I didn't do nothing. Did I do anything illegal or?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right. What a way to start it off. All right.
It's pretty mysterious.
Yeah. Okay, I have no clue what you're talking about. No offense. I do not remember if I went to... I don't know if I went to Myrtle Beach in 2018. Like, I don't.
Wow, you really don't remember.
No.
I guess that shouldn't surprise me. It was probably just a one night to you.
Oh, wow.
This is...
You don't remember one night?
Look. This is dumb. I mean, it's not dumb, but like, I haven't done anything illegal. She said that, but like, if I can find my phone, if you tell me when you sent your DM, I mean, I don't know that I want to go. Like, you tell me when you sent the DM, and I'll go look at it. Like, when'd you send
your phone? What? I'm. Oh, you do really need to grow up. Listen, I sent this a while ago. And this isn't bad. I wouldn't do that to you or something like that on the air. But it, I'm not going to lie, it does kind of hurt, though. And it was just one night to you, I guess. And that's
wait,
it.
Wait.
Okay, right. That's what
are,
it is.
Are we talking about like a romantic night?
Oh.
Yeah. It was something, all right.
Oh, man. You dog.
Okay.
You don't even remember.
This is crazy.
Wow.
This is crazy. Like, who are you for real?
You kept calling me Red. Do you remember now?
Batman.
Red.
I don't know. A Red. Like, I... Are you going to end up being a dude? Like, this is going to be some kind of joke and your voice is going to change?
I kind of thought that, too.
You thought that, too, Paige?
It might be. You might want to put her on hold as we try to figure out what's going on here, Mattman.
Wow. No, really, Mattman, you honestly, truthfully do not remember? You called me Red on the Head.
I swear, like, okay. Maybe don't finish. I know the end of that quote. Like, I have to say this, like, on my dad's grave, like, I do not remember you or being at the beach in 2018 or, like, none of that. No offense, I promise. I just do not.
Well, offense is taken. And that's really funny because you sure did remember that night. Maybe you'd remember if I mentioned the tattoo.
Oh, damn, a tattoo.
What tattoo? What are you talking about?
Mattman, you...
Hey, which one are you talking about? I got a bunch.
No, you don't even remember tracing that little heart on my thigh and saying, oh, that's cute, but you should get one that says Mattman was here.
I know. What?
You
no,
have to remember
I
that.
Never,
I will never forget those words.
I would never. I would
you
not say that.
You are cooked.
That is not.
You're in so much trouble.
I would not say that.
I can't believe this is happening right now. Little heart.
This is not.
Seriously, you forgot all about it? You forgot about the hotel balcony, the Cherry Cokes and Jack Daniels, the stupid Bon Jovi karaoke.
Hang on a second.
No, I know Cherry Coke and Jack Daniels. But
I know for a fact you hate Bon Jovi.
I don't. I'd like old Jovi only, like exclusively. But this is insane. A, I'm scared of heights, so I would have not done it on a balcony. I like Jack Daniels and Cherry Coke, but you could know that from listening to the show. But I did not sing freaking Bon Jovi.
Okay. Okay, no, fine. I get it. Might have heard all I needed to hear that you truthfully did forget, and that is fine, but I didn't, and neither did Mason.
Oh, wait, who's Mason?
Like, is that the punchline? Like, Mason Dixon line? Like, am I waiting on the D's nuts?
Oh, my. Wow.
Well, I mean,
unbelievable.
Who's Mason?
That's a good question.
Oh, man.
Mason is your son, Mattman. Your son.
Do you want to like do this off the air? Like, do you want me to put her on hold or like I don't know?
Yes.
What?
I am very confused now, and I don't know. That I am the same, like, wow. I don't know that I was at Myrtle Beach in 2018.
Oh, you were there. I wasn't even going to say anything. But now, listen, Mason is old enough, and he's starting to ask questions. And he knows about you. He asks, and I tell him, and I just thought that you should know, too.
And you might really want to take this off the air or call Rob once or both.
Like, this cannot... Like, this cannot be real. Like, this is not real. This is not.
Yeah.
Daddy Matt.
It's not.
I feel so stupid. I knew you'd react like this. And that is why I never asked for anything. But if you want proof, I still have that Carhartt shirt that you let me wear. Do you remember that?
What? You kept the shirt? She kept the shirt?
Mattman.
There is no... This is...
That's pretty specific, dude.
This is not even... Like, I don't...
Yeah, I will send you pictures if you want proof, and you will see Mason even has your eyes.
Oh, my God. You have a son? What the hell?
And I swear, he does that growl thing when he laughs just like you.
I don't growl when I laugh, do I? I mean, do it. Like, oh, say something funny.
Gosh. Dude.
I don't. I do not. Like,
oh, daddy, man.
Like, for real. Come on. What is, like, what is this? Like, who is this? Like, what is this?
It's your baby mama, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't.
Well, if you really want to know, Matt Man, it's called payback, jackass.
From who? Who? You? Them? Y'all bastards.
You were about, look.
Oh my God.
You were about to start crying for real.
No, I wasn't about to cry.
If you found out you had a son.
I was about to cry.
You're going to tear up a little bit, Daddy Matt.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going back and forth in my chair like I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel right now, but like.
That's what they call it.
I almost lost it. Oh, I couldn't even say Bon Jovi. I was going to just break and laugh.
Oh, Bon Jovi wasn't a good. Y'all are the freaking worst. Like, you don't even. Like, I want you. Paige poked me in the butt earlier, Fat Boy. Come here and feel my heart in my chest. Like,
so dude, worth it.
Like you, the pitter patter.
You had it coming, and after the heinous joke that you played on Paige for April Fool's.
Happy April 3rd, you stupid bitch.
She wanted to get you back, and, you know, I volunteered to help too, so. You know I'm not going to miss out on a good joke.
You stupid bitch.
But you were like, the way you were looking, I mean, for real. You were going.
God bless.
You were nervous.
God bless. I tell you what.
I touched
you,
son. I
tell you what. You
thought there was a little bearded Matt Man.
I honestly, like, I thought that it was going to be, like, first off, Paige, honey, you got me.
I'm sorry.
Congratulations, you got me good.
I mean, hang on, man, I did good. Too. Like,
you know what?
like, who is Mystery Chick?
She's my friend Gloria.
She hot?
Yeah, she's beautiful. She's really hot. She's from California back in the day, and we used to work at Channel 2 together.
What's her name?
I'm sorry. Gloria.
Gloria.
Gloria. Gloria.
Dude, that was some good acting. Like, have we seen your work? Like, I'm sitting here saying, like, oh, my God. And then plus, like, you got, like, a nice little sexy laugh, like, you know, you said she's hot?
Yeah, pretty.
All right, well, maybe.
She's tall and blonde the way you like them.
I don't plan to be going to California, but if I do, I will call up Gloria and maybe have a go to Spago. Still a thing.
Oh, yes, let's please do that. But Matt, may I know that I am happily married, so only if my husband can join us.
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, he can. Sure he can.
God, y'all do it out there like that. That's why the place is on fire.
She does play basketball, too. Just kidding.
Oh. This is Cameron Brink. Damn it.
Is it?
God. Okay. Wow.
Winner, chicken.
Man, oh man.
Gloria, I wish you could have seen his face.
I just had
I wish I could have too.
I sweat.
Oh, that was priceless.
I just had like Kama Sutra sex with my heart. By that I mean it started racing in a panic, but then I'm kind of going like, Paige, if that was real, you seemed like, I feel like you would have been grabbing the table, holding on. Like this, Fat Boy would have loved it, and then he sounded like he did.
I love it now. This is good.
And then you mentioned Cherry Coke. That's good, Paige. You told her that. The Bon Jovi thing. Yeah, that was. God bless, honey. Yeah, I mean, not in a bad way. You're married, but like, that was good. You
gave her a lot of material.
But dad gum boy, I just like, my heart was like nervous, but I'm like, oh, this is, she's going to end up saying, hey, I'm really a man, or you know, do you want to see them, what, these nuts or something. But
it's one of the guys.
God, it was good.
She
wasn't one of the girls that you were looking at the newspaper that weren't real girls. She's a real girl.
She's a real girl?
A real girl.
Karma's a bitch.
Yeah, well. I vow revenge right now on you, Paige. Actually, on you too, Fat Boy, because you joined her in this.
Look at him.
I had to help her. You two are even, though.
Also, California Glory, I'm coming for you. I'm going to set your backyard on fire.
Oh, God.
I'm just kidding.
Cherry Cokes and karaoke.
Oh, man. Kudos to you. Thank you, I guess, for that.
That's what your book's
going to be. And you up early. God bless. It's 5:30 out there. Well, good job.
This was worth it.
Wow. Yeah. Well, thank you. All right. Paige, will show me your Facebook when we hang up. Yeah. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too.
All right. California glory.
Bye,
golly, bum boy.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.